Masechet Me'ilah Perek He Mishnah Bet. We'll continue talking about a item of Hekdesh that, if used, would normally be damaged in some capacity. A person doesn't violate Me'ilah unless that item is damaged. He will talk about the amount of benefit and the amount of damage that would make up Me'ilah. Nehene Be'kahatzi Piruta U'pagam Be'kahatzi Piruta. Somebody had a half piruta worth of benefit from the item and also damaged it, a half piruta worth of damage. Let's say he wore a garment that was, and he had benefit from it, but it would, if he had to rent it out, it only would have been a half piruta. So he only gained a half piruta, and he caused a slight rip in it, which also was a half piruta worth of damage to the shirt. Or shenehene b'shave piruta b'davar ehad, Upegam b'shave piruta b'davar aher. Or let's say he had a full piruta worth of damage from one hekdesh item, but he did not damage it, and he damaged a separate hekdesh item, a full piruta worth, but did not benefit from it whatsoever. Hareze lo ma'al. He did not commit the sin of me'ilah in both of these cases. The general rule that the Mishnah is going to say, ad sheyehene b'shave piruta, ויפגום בשווה פירוטה בדבר אחד. An item does not qualify for me'ilah unless a person has both of these things. He has a full piruta worth of benefit and he causes a full piruta worth of damage to a single item. Again, we're talking here about something that's usually damaged when it's used. So this is the time that me'ilah would apply.